You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Here's our big holiday show.
Here we go. I didn't know it was our big holiday show. And also, because yes. I forget every year that we're supposed to do some kind of like highlights thing. But we can do that next podcast. Sort of like year in review.
Why? We do that? Have we done that before?
I remember you springing it on me once and I was like, oh, that's right.
Well, I mean, because every time I go do radio...
Why are you using a different voice than you normally use?
I'm not using a different voice. I'm using my new radio voice.
Oh, because you've been doing a lot of radio this week.
Too much. But everywhere you go, you end
up... And is that how you do it on other shows?
Oh, yeah. That's my radio voice. But, yeah, and you'll see.
Well, let me just see. Like... today in studio, we got Rich Voss with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Rich, what's been going on, you and the little lady? You guys still together?
Yeah, to the end. Well, you know...
To the end, that's all you're going to tell us about the relationship between you and some woman far, far out of your league, man? How did he get her?
Well, let me tell you something. we said to the end, and we mean to the end. That's what we said. We said to the end. And
oh my God, this isn't what you do on other shows, is it? Because it's awful. To the end, say the end. Okay, we've got.
How about my? Well, kill it. Like I did.
But it is a different. You're using a.
No, I'm
like
not.
Like a put upon cadence.
I'm not. This is my regular voice.
You're just a little bit like.
Maybe it's because.
Hi, guys. Well, no. I'm Bonnie, and I'm going to do a little bit of radio for you right now. This is Rich Voss.
Maybe I'm pumped.
Sitting here.
Maybe I'm pumped looking at my new diamond bracelet. Maybe that's how.
I wish I understood it. He bought himself just a few days before Christmas, as we all do. Bought himself a lovely, what is that called? A tennis bracelet?
No, it's a men's diamond bracelet.
But when you say it's diamond, it's like, what is that? A quarter of an inch? It's thick and loaded with diamonds, teeny tiny.
Yeah, diamond.
It's
about three.
It looks like rhinestones.
I think it's 3 carats.
It looks like if he was wearing a shirt, it looked like he had a rhinestone cuff on it. Okay, to give you an idea, it's not just like one diamond here and then, you know, a little bit of real estate and then another diamond. It's full on
diamond.
It's like something Mariah Carey would wear. Okay.
And you know what? I've been feeling like Mariah Carey.
I feel like you're transitioning from your fingertips. We're now at the wrist. God knows what's going to happen. And maybe that's where the tattoos are.
What?
I've got to hide this man skin.
No, I'm going to buy a pair of gloves that start at your wrist and go up to your elbows.
Well, those aren't gloves, are they?
What are they called?
I guess it would be called arm warmers.
Yes, arm warmers.
You can start a new thing.
Okay, anyhow.
So, so that's... But also, this is gold, and this looks silver.
It is. It's white gold. I was
Yeah, because it doesn't match. It doesn't match. It's off. Because he's got a very ornate ring also.
Well, he wanted to sell me a gold and just a plain gold diamond bracelet with gold on it, and it matched the ring. But I don't care about matching. It's just...
It does. It looks like you've got a... Like a Vegas showgirl trapped in your basement, and you're just wearing her jewelry once in a while, hoping no one will notice. Like you're gonna come out with one earring at some point, like a dangly rhinestone-y thing.
It's a man's bracelet.
It's not. It looks like
it's
you.
Not, look how big. It's a man's bracelet.
Like if people if you were like, on my downtime, I also figure skate. You know, that's, you know, oh yeah, that makes sense. You look.
It's
down
funny because last night I told you a punchline. I used figure skating and subconsciously.
You did?
Yeah, when I was talking to that guy Mike on Anthony's show, and I said, if you watch the Super Bowl, do you always have to pick a winner? He said,
What about figure skating?
I go, what about figure skating? So
no, honestly, that's maybe, but maybe it's not subconscious to me. It's subconscious to you that then you went out and bought a bracelet that looks like a figure skater.
I already bought it before that.
Well, I mean, I'm only going by what that bracelet tells me. Okay.
That I'm a figure
and that
skater.
Bracelet tells me that's like Broadway.
I'll see what Keith has to say. Once Keith, you know, Keith knows.
Oh, this isn't Mariah Carey. Oh, this is rapper. Is that what it
no,
is?
No, it's not rapper.
I didn't know, no, but honestly, I think it's too small then. If
yeah,
it's
not rapper.
If it's a rapper.
I didn't want big diamonds, then it's rapper.
If that's hip-hop, it's got to be a little bigger, you know what I'm saying?
Know,
that's not enough. This you know, one little fucking tiny rhinestone bracelet like that. Mm-mm.
This is comedy.
Girl.
This is comedy. You know, you haven't done
it is comedy, but I think in a different way than you think. You think like when you're on stage, people are like, wow, he must make a lot of money because he's got a rhinestone bracelet.
It's not rhinestone. It's diamonds.
Is he wearing his daughter's bracelet?
It's diamonds, stupid.
You're going to have to tell people like, ah, oh, Raina, bought it for me.
I don't have to tell people that. I don't have to do that.
My daughter made this.
Maybe I'll take it in and get the gold one.
It's. I want you to do what feels good to you. I really do. And then I want you to take it when I make fun of you. But it is. I don't understand it because I'm.
Oh.
It's like we're. I said it before, but it does feel like we're transitioning. Like I'm becoming a man, and you're becoming a woman.
And I wanted to talk to you about the mess you've been
leaving
around the house.
And I'd like to see if those other fucking comedian couples then follow suit as well.
I mean, they all copy us.
They all, you know. Oh, you got a podcast yet?
Yeah.
That one. Joe List, you got a podcast yet? With your wifey?
Who else? Aaron Berg?
Aaron Berg. Oh, they had a baby. Let's have a baby. Oh,
yeah. Like we did, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about Natasha? How about
we're also having marital problems. Oh, well, ha.
How about Natasha?
Totally following us.
How about Natasha?
Natasha and Moshe?
Yeah.
Is it Moshe or Moshe?
I don't know.
God damn it. I feel like such a...
Do you think they're going to copy us and have a podcast?
I think they already probably do. They've not only copied us, they've expanded on it, they've monetized it, and they've sent it on a tour. So.
Yes. How about the main one who's copying us, Tom and Christina?
Tom and Christina. They've also surpassed us.
Yeah, but they're even though they were first, they knew we were going to.
They looked at us and they said, "If those two don't start a podcast, I mean, it's just crazy." And then, like, you know what? We could do it first.
Yeah, because they knew.
Yeah, they looked at us one time and we're like, "They're definitely going to have a hit podcast." Speaking of hit podcasts. I can transition into this one mediocre one. Allie, please.
That's our dog. That's our dog, not Vinny.
Whenever we do.
Not Vinny's daughter.
I promise you, whenever we talk about Patreon, you will always hear the dog in the background.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, on Patreon, we were calling our fans wife haters, which I thought was so clever and funny and badass and...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like people would be like, yeah, I'm a wife hater. Like understanding the irony of it. Because uh-huh. Obviously everyone likes me more than you.
Talk up, please.
I can't go on. Anywho's, people didn't like it. If that dog barks one more time,
I'm
going to go get your bow and arrow.
Which one? Who didn't like it?
I got a couple of, can you please change that? I don't want to be a wife hater.
From guys,
I'm not saying a wife beater. I'm just
from
saying
guys
a wife hater.
Guys or ladies?
Guys.
Are you serious? Guys did that?
Yeah.
Who?
I mean, I don't know. Where does it go? What's it going in your work file? I mean, what? I don't understand. Who gives a shit? You don't have to go around calling yourself a wife hater.
Wouldn't the president, Anthony Rogers, make that decision?
I think he's one of the ones who had a problem with it.
No way.
I can't remember for sure, but...
Well, let me... maybe we'll change it then from wife haters to what? Drip, drip?
I was thinking of calling them drips. We're on the same page on this one. Just say, the welcome drips. You know, we'll start branding it. Hey, drips. And then... Because every fan represents a tier of mine.
So we should come up with
being
shirts.
Being in this marriage.
We should come up with shirts like a faucet and a drip, but it's going
you
down the side of a
so
face.
You are so...
What?
Creative.
Thank
Do you,
you
know that? Do people tell you that a lot? Like, somebody says something, immediately you got an idea, ready to roll with it. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you haven't called Johnny Fatsack yet to make those t-shirts up.
I know, he keeps telling us to get t-shirts.
I'm like, I don't fucking stop. Leave me alone with your fucking business ideas. yeah, really. Guys, have you thought about toothbrushes? You put the name, My Wife Hates Me on the end. And
he said toothbrushes too?
No, I'm making... No. Who would say toothbrush?
I don't know.
Yeah, send us a picture with the toothbrush up your ass.
Maybe Johnny Fast. What's his name? Fast Track?
Fat Sack.
Fat Sack.
I believe. He's like, I got a full-time job. Oh, yeah, with the name Johnny Fat Sack? Okay. Enjoy climbing that corporate ladder.
Fat Sack.
He's like, oh, guys, I'm actually... you're living in your mom's basement, which... there's nothing wrong with it. If you want to be...
Oh, I thought there was something wrong with living in the basement.
No, well, no. If you're a single man hell-bent on killing for fun, then you should definitely be in a basement.
Oh, so you in a basement apartment. He's living in his mom's basement apartment.
Okay, let's just say living at your mom's. Let's take basement out of it.
Oh, okay.
I don't feel like getting painted into a corner here.
Oh, well.
It's because you don't know how to do renovations.
Oh, really? I'm going to...
Come on. Woo! Ow.
Ha-ha. She just hit her hand on the chair. Can I tell you how dumb Bonnie is real quick?
No. Let's just finish with the Patreon thing.
Okay.
So...
Well, we're headed... we're going to take, okay, let me tell you guys, folks, the people that went behind the wall on Riotcast and paid to do that, the four people that did that, we're going to.
There's more than that did it. Yeah, we appreciate each and every one of you.
We are going to take that down and we're going to put every episode up.
We're going to still continue to take your money on a monthly basis.
No, it's not going to, there's going to be no more behind the wall. No more of that.
But we're not going to cancel your credit card.
And then. We're switching everything over to Patreon. We're going to send the CDs, the live shows, all that stuff over to Patreon. Right?
Yeah.
You know, the
I don't understand how any of it works.
The Would You Bang Them. You know, we got to talk to our producer, Kate, and let her know once a week you put up a new, you know, something special, a Would You Bang Them or... the live My Wife Hates Me shows.
You don't
shows.
Have to go through everything. You can go look
or,
at it.
You know, what are my CDs
and look at it.
That's
it's
up there.
It's Voss and Bonnie's.
No, it's patreon.com/ Voss and Bonnie.
Okay, did Kate tell you that?
No, I know it, yes. Patreon.com.
Maybe that's what we're sending people to the wrong...
No, we're not. You go to patreon.com. I did it. It's on my Twitter. It's on my Instagram.
I know, but still... Okay, so you did put it on there, but how do you know it's right? Did you click it?
Because a picture comes up once you click it.
So you clicked it? Tried it?
Get off your phone.
I'm looking up the read.
No, you're not.
I'm looking up the read.
What read? Oh, our read. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Dude, take it back. Now apologize. See if you can do this, folks. See if he can apologize in public. Go ahead.
I hate when people go, take it back. It's already said. I'm that kind of person. I don't take it back. I am that person. Okay?
I am that person. Fuck yourself.
I take it back. I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, oh, oopsie. I made a mistake.
Oh, wait till we talk about yours.
My what?
Your mistake.
Oh, he's so excited about it. He got it as a tattoo yesterday, so he wouldn't forget.
Did he?
Nah, not a great joke.
Come on.
I was going to say you wrote it on your hand. But I'm trying to find... I don't understand.
It would be in your emails.
It is right here, but like...
I'm getting a lot of likes.
But it's not, it's not like...
Oh, Jesus, every time.
But it's the same blue apron that always is, right?
Wouldn't you, I don't know, I didn't read it. You do that stuff. Wouldn't you have had it ready?
Well, he forgot to attach it. So I'm, I got it.
The new one?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No, I mean, it's a different
one. Wait, hold on. Let me find
it. But it's the same one. No, it's the same.
You don't know if it's the same
one. I'm sorry. We're ruining the magic of the reed for you right here.
It might be a Christmas one.
I don't know why we call them reeds and then try to make them sound so natural.
Here we go.
It's like, who are we fooling?
Blue Apron. Please confirm you got this. Bonnie McFarlane got it. Where is it, though?
See, he forgot to attach it, so he'll use this old one.
What do you mean he forgot to attach it?
He forgot to attach the document.
How do you know?
Oh, my God, Rich, because it's not there.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, let me just do it.
Don't be scared.
Okay, guys, and starting... Hey, you know what I think is a wonderful service? No, we've been doing Blue Apron, and it's absolutely delicious, wonderful, convenient, easy... And it's all organic, which you know I love because I'm all about trying to be healthy with food instead of with medicine. And this is the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the country, and for good reason. Oh, that's all the time we have. Did you hear that thing go off?
Yeah, that was the coffee pot.
I know, but what if they didn't hear it? And then I just said, See, I'm not great in the kitchen. But with Blue Apron, I'm able to make healthy recipes. And because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient required for each recipe, they are reducing food waste. I love that. These guys are all about healthy and environmentally friendly. Cooking together builds strong family bonds also, which is something Raina and I do. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly three times more often. You know why? Because it's fun. So here's some featured upcoming meals. Summer vegetable and egg paninis with Calabrian chili. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I know that it'll taste amazing. Soy glazed pork and rice cakes with bok choy and marinated green beans. Garlic butter shrimp and corn with green bean salad and roasted purple tomatoes. It's like gourmet. But you can go in on the website and just pick like, oh, I don't like this food or that food, or I'm a vegetarian, or whatever you need to put it in. And boom. It figures it out. Figures out recipes specifically for you and your family and right to your door. Blue Apron knows you're busy, so now they're offering 30-minute meals. These meals are made with the same flavor and farm fresh ingredients you know and love and are ready in 30 minutes or less. It just doesn't get any easier or better than that. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Voss, V-O-S. That's blueapron.com/Voss. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
That was pretty good.
Woo! Girl.
Girl what?
I can't say anything till next podcast.
About what?
Nothing. I don't want to lose, you know, what we got going on.
Hold on.
So what are you doing now? Just. Oh, you were going to tell what mistake I made.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
What? What'd you do? Okay, let's just hang out here.
Okay, here, I'm back. I was sending this email. Here, let me explain what Bonnie did so you guys understand. So I've been doing Artie and Anthony, or Anthony and Artie all week. Artie's out sick, or he's on the road, or he's in jail, or the hospital, or wherever the fuck he is. But wherever he is, I think things are all going to work out. So anyhow.
Wait, he really might be in the hospital? Nobody knows?
No, I don't
know. You've been doing
the
show for 2 days. He was in the hospital.
He called in from the hospital.
Oh.
So I've been filling in. And Monday was my first day. There's a lot going on. It's Monday. You get up. First of all, Mondays are stressful. I would imagine for everybody, the start of the week is stressful. Especially... You know, for me, because that's, I got to get everything together. You know, household, business, this, that, whatever. So anyhow, I go into New York Did I took the train in. Did I take the train in Monday?
Okay. You took the train in because I picked you up. This is the whole point of the story.
No, because I didn't take the train every day. I only took it 2 days.
Okay, so...
Oh, no, Monday.
Oh, God. I don't know how to help you.
Oh, yeah, I took the train
in Monday. It doesn't...
What?
I'm going to stay out. You tell your story. You're doing a great job.
Wait. This is weird, because did I take the train 3 days? No, I took it 2, right? Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Anyhow, so I go into New York. So Monday night is...
You didn't take it yesterday because you were in New York already.
Oh, you're right. I took it 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. And I stayed over Tuesday night. I would have never figured that out. God damn, you're like a fucking detective.
Oh my God, I swear to God, I'm going to tell you.
I would have, because I was in there 3 days. I'm going, I only took the train twice. But then guess what? Tuesday night, I stayed in New York.
Oh, Kate, who does our Patreon, she says, try to figure out something. Like, you could do a poll.
Yeah.
You ever see those Twitter polls or whatever?
Yeah.
I got one.
What's the poll?
Is Voss good at stories? Yes.
Yeah.
No.
I'm great. Okay. So anyhow, so.
But you can only vote once. That's the unfortunate part for you. Everyone else votes.
So Monday, I take the train into New York. Very stressful day. I do Anthony's show. So Monday night, we're planning on going to the Stan's Christmas party. We work there frequently. They manage us. We're a big part of the Stand. And we're looking forward to the Stand Christmas party.
You're a professional speaker. You should be able to go a little faster.
Okay.
Than that.
Well, I'm trying to let them get on board. You see what I'm saying?
It's a big night. We got 2 Christmas parties coming up. We're looking forward to it.
Hold on.
Bonnie got her hair cut.
Hold on. So I go, hey.
I get to go out and drink and not have to worry about driving.
Okay, so I said to Bonnie, don't forget Monday night's the Stan's Christmas party. Bonnie says it's also Governor's Christmas party.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, we got to go to Governor's. I go, you know, one of our favorite. He's probably in the top.
That's my whole road work.
But the guy, Jimmy, who runs Governor's and his wife and Trucin, it's the best organization
to
work for. No, it really
is. I'm not being sarcastic, even though I sound like it when I use words like wonderful, but
no,
they are wonderful.
It's how clubs should be run, booked, the whole thing from beginning to end, how you're treated, everything, food, you name it, the best. So,
like their mafia. And you're in the green. You're in the black. What do you say with them?
Oh,
you don't owe them
red.
Any money.
That's so dumb. That's the dumbest analogy I've ever heard. That's dumb. So I said, I was sitting at this. So Bonnie goes, so Bonnie's going to pick me up at the cellar. You know, because I did Anthony. I took the subway down to the cellar. Bonnie's driving in, going to pick me up. We're going to head out to Governor's. And then we're going to go to Governor's. Get there from like 9, stay to 9 to 10, 10, 15.
This is the kind of part of the story.
I'm telling
do
the
a little
game
bit
plan.
Of Governor's and then a little bit of the Stand. You don't need to put times in.
Yeah,
then at 8:05, I have an alert on my phone. This is, hey, half an hour more, then you got to leave.
No.
Like,
so we're
going
to stay at Governor's from like 9 to
you
10.
I just said you don't have to do it and you already did it.
No, because I eat
it. At 10 o'clock, we're going to go to the Stand. Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll get to New York probably around and park by 11 and stay at the Stand. So I'm at the cellar. I'm hanging out with Norton. I said, I'm going out to Governor's. He got, I go, you know, I'm going to go pay my respect. Is it respect or respect? How do you say it? Because I messed it up on radio.
In the case that you're trying to get it, it's respects.
No.
It's a really tough one. It's CTS.
Yeah. Go E-C- pay my respects.
Yes. There you go.
That's what you say. I'm going to pay my respects. And
don't
he
say
at me.
That's what you say, like as though you're telling them. You just had to ask me.
You
just said, what is it that you say? And then you were like, yeah, that's what
no,
you
I'm
say.
No, I'm saying, how do you say respects? I know what you say. I'm going to pay my respects.
No, you don't. You don't know if you say, I'm going to go pay my respect or
no,
my respect.
No, respects. Anyhow. So so dumb Bonnie.
One of us is dumb as a stump. I don't, honestly, it might be me. Because it's hard to understand what's happening in there.
You are dumb, and I'm going to tell you why you're dumb. You're very dumb. That's probably why I was attracted to you, because I knew.
Oh yeah, I was the only person on earth that you were smarter than.
So
you're like, it's either this or someone with Down syndrome.
Oh, that's nice. So Bonnie's gonna pick me up at the cellar. Now we're gonna drive out to Long Island, and there's nothing worse than driving east on the LIE ever. I could tell you anytime it's horrible, but especially around 8 o'clock, 7:30. Although you would think there would be no traffic at that time, but we're on the LIE. It's fucking a nightmare. It says over an hour to get there, which it should only be 40 minutes or 35 or 42.
Make sure you get it right. Yeah, no, no. What they? Huh? I think a lot of people are writing this down. So if you could just slow it down a little bit and then make sure the numbers are correct.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's okay. Why I said 42.
Yeah, that's what makes a good story for sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, you want efficiency. You want to be efficient.
Yeah.
So we're driving on the LIE.
Oh, wait.
What?
You got it? Okay, go ahead.
We're driving on an LIE. Traffic's a nightmare. But hey, we have time to kill, a little at least. It's good to see my wife. I haven't seen her all day. Some little gossip, I guess, we were throwing to each other, and little inside comedy talk. You know, we do a lot of that as we're in the car. And we're maybe...
Dare I say we were getting along.
May I say we're...
One of those wonderful, rare...
So it was,
early evening get along times that we sometimes have. Oh, darling, I'll never forget our trip to the LIE. Well, we were supposed to get there in 42 minutes. It took us 58. It was just a nightmare of traffic. I was drinking my martini. He was driving in his Ascot, and we were sharing witticisms. You see,
on our way to the Hamptons.
We were on our way to the Hamptons. You know what that's like, darling.
So we're maybe 25 more minutes to go, 20 minutes to go.
Can I do my thought process?
Okay, so then I said to Bonnie, you know what? This is going to be fun. Go on your email and check. Make
no,
sure.
No, that's not how it happened.
What?
I said, you said, this is. You said, I'm actually looking forward to this. And I said, yeah, me too. It was fun. I didn't go last year because I had the flu.
Yeah, I went.
And then I was thinking when I had the flu last year, because it was right before I went to Vegas to visit my family. And I was like, wait, that did they have their Christmas party last year in January, end of January? And then I started thinking, like, I go, did you see the invitation? You said no. Then I got scared because it was all in my court at that point. And I only looked at it very glancingly.
Glancingly?
Yes.
That's not a word.
Maybe not, but I think it gets the
word across. I glanced at it.
I was very quick. It just brushed over my eyes.
I glanced at it.
I saw Monday, you know.
Yeah.
And... then
as we're in traffic, I
looked it up.
Well,
I
said, go look it up.
Okay, sorry, I left out that part. Rich hit me, then told me to go look it up. I looked it up Monday, January 15th.
Yeah, January. Okay, it's tonight. We gotta go. Don't forget governors. I'll pick you up. Sitting on the LIE, and then she's laughing.
I couldn't help it.
She's laughing, and I'm mad.
There's a video of this on Patreon, by the way, because I started filming it right after. Told you.
Yeah, now she's one of those people that film everything.
I was like, because Kate's always like, we need stuff for Patreon. Huh. You want fucking people to pony up some money. You got to put some shit out there. You know what I'm saying?
Do you wait for cops out?
So I'm trying.
Do you sit in African-American neighborhoods and with your camera ready for cops to hit somebody
Is that a job I could have? Is that really just hide out in rough neighborhoods with my camera? Oh, here comes a cop.
Yeah, it's like that.
A black guy in a hoodie on the other side. Quick, get your camera ready.
All right. Well, there's our story for
we had a fun night.
Yeah, we turned around and went back.
Got to the stand a little early.
Unbelievable Christmas party the stand had. It was, They went all out. Lobster tails, oysters, steak. Was somebody carving it?
Clams, there was lamb.
Lamb chops. Lamb. The biggest prawns you can imagine.
They scared me quite honestly. Like, you had to eat them with two hands. They were huge.
They were the best. The biggest prawns. And
it didn't seem natural.
Yes,
I'll be honest with you.
They're jumbo.
Somehow, some kind of nuclear plant disaster.
Oh, your stupid voice! It's one of your dumbest, stupid voices.
That's my nerd voice. Would you rather I did it like this? It seemed like a nuclear disaster created those.
So, jumbo prawns, lobster tails, oysters, clams on the half shell, steak, lamb. All out dancers. They had dancers in masks.
They had half-naked girls in silver outfits dancing. And masks dancing around. I found it completely offensive.
I thought they were smoking. They had bodies that wouldn't
They
quit.
Were very, very attractive.
Well, we don't know. They had masks on.
Well, you just said their bodies look nice. What's that? Is that attractive?
Yeah, that doesn't mean they're attractive. They had nice bodies.
Yeah, that's attractive. That's what attractive means.
No, attractive is in the face. Nice
body.
Oh,
I didn't realize. Oh, sorry, everyone. Is that an attractive sweater? No, it's not, because attractive is in the face.
When you're talking about a lady, you go, oh, that's attractive. Her face.
Her buttocks could not be attractive?
No.
She's got attractive buttocks.
Hot buttocks. Smoking.
Wow.
Attractive girl with a smoking butt.
We've been schooled one more time by linguist Richard Voss.
Dancers, they had karaoke going on. What else? Know what they didn't have that was great? A loud DJ.
Yeah, they knew.
That's what ruins a comic's
They had
Christmas
photo
party.
Booth, though. Or they had a photo. Not booth, photo something.
Yeah, it's like a booth. And they take in, you can email them back to yourself or get copies right there. And that's what ruins a comics party, is loud music, because comics want to talk amongst each other. That's what we do. That's what we do in the car. That's what we do when we get together. We talk. So it was probably one of the best Christmas parties. You got to hand it to them. They went all out for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not like we're giving them tons of commission. You know, so I guess they have a deal down at the Seaport.
Mm-hmm. I heard a lot of that stuff fell off a truck.
Oh yeah, it just happened to be lobsters.
Why? Where? I don't understand your.
What?
Was that humor you were trying? Attempting?
No.
You're really telling me it didn't fall off a truck?
Oh, yeah. I don't want, you know, you might have
heard
wrong.
Remember when you were in the restaurant?
What restaurant?
Right after you saw a movie about the mob.
You already talked about this.
I can't help it. I just want to talk about it one more time. That we were having dinner. You really wanted to go to this. What's it called? Graciano's or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know the name of it even now?
It's in that Hillsboro.
And yeah, it's in this place where the rest of the, you know, all the other businesses in that parking lot, they're not all attached, but are empty except for this place. And you were like, that's got to be mob related. You go to that waiter, our 18-year-old waiter. And you want to tell me why everything else in here is, why you guys are the only ones left standing? And the guy's like, I don't know. Remember, there used to be a lot of different businesses in here. Now you guys are the only ones here. The guy was like, yeah, that was before I started working here. I have no idea.
Is everything funny to you? Is that what life is? Everything's a joke?
I can't get it across. Huh? I can't get it across how dumb you were.
I'm dumb? I'm done. Janie,
you gotta listen to this. Remember, I told you on our Tinder date about My Wife Hates Me. They're at it again. Come on, come down here.
Who was that? What's her name?
Janie. He's got a new. What is he? They just fucking sit up there. What are they doing up there? Sandy died. I don't know if it's too soon.
Huh? You think it's too soon?
For him to be dating again?
I don't know.
Comfortable enough that he's going to share his podcasts?
Oh, boy. I'm running out of things to say. We really do have like 9 minutes. You know, I mean, this isn't really a long enough podcast.
To what?
To send out.
Why?
Because we're only at like 35 minutes.
Well, do it to another 10 minutes.
I'm running out of time.
Wait, where do you got to go? What's this big secret?
I got a lot of stops. I got to go to Kohl's. I got to go to 7-Eleven.
I can't focus on what you're saying when you move your that hand around. It's my eye goes directly there.
To the diamond bracelet?
I never knew before what beautiful wrists you have. You have gorgeous wrists.
You like it?
You're like one of those like grand divas, like, you know, like Judy Garland or something. What's the other one I get?
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli.
That's her daughter.
I know.
That's Judy Garland's daughter.
Right, I couldn't remember Liza.
You could have said Judy Garland or her daughter.
Okay.
Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
Very, always copied when it comes to drag shows. It's always Joan Rivers, Liza Minnelli. Who else?
I don't know.
Those drag shows in Vegas and stuff, you know what I mean?
I've really never been in that.
Cher. Cher's a big one.
Community.
Cher, Joan Rivers, Liza Minnelli. Who else?
Tina Turner. Well, because they're larger than life. That's
Tina Turner.
They're not going to do Jennifer Aniston.
Well, because she doesn't sing or dance. What are you doing with your eyeball?
I have an eyelash in it.
Why?
I thought it'd be fun. And then as soon as that happened, I said, this was a mistake. Don't put eyelashes in your eye. Well, who says why? Raina threw up last night in the middle of the night. I had to get up. It was everywhere. I had to like basically clean her room.
Did you do it? Clean it?
Mm-hmm. Finally get her back into bed.
What do you do with the throw up sheets and stuff?
Wash.
Oh, go ahead.
So the throw up sheets. So then... She's fine, by the way. Thanks for asking. This is Rich. I go back to bed. I finally get back to bed.
How long were you there doing it?
I don't know, but I was like almost throwing up. I felt bad for Anna because I kept going. And she goes, I'm sorry. I was like, no, it's fine. But it was like hard not to control my own gag reflex. Get back into bed. What? I go, Raina threw up. Where? Which was like, that's not, no, Raina threw up. How is she? Is she okay? Did you get everything cleaned up? Do you need me to get up? Do you need me to help? Who says where? Like, nowhere near you. Don't worry. You're safe.
I was half asleep.
It better not be within a 5-meter radius of me.
I didn't say that. Raina.
I'm sorry. I can't believe you didn't catch that.
A 5 what? Minute radius?
Or meter. I accidentally went Canadian.
Raina.
Oh. She's in bed.
She's probably watching TV.
Yeah, but she's laying in my bed.
Oh, your bed?
I mean, my side. My All right. half.
All right, folks, we got to wrap this up.
If we break up, we each take a half of the bed.
Anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I have a new joke book coming out. That's one of them. That's right in the first chapter.
All right, well, listen... Friday and Saturday, I'll be at the Hartford Funny Bone, Hartford, Connecticut. And December 29th, Morristown Theater, whatever pack it's called, in Morristown, New Jersey. And New Year's Eve in Albany.
What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm working in this. Well, Christmas Eve, go to my sister's, and then Christmas, doing shows in the city all week at the Cellar and to stand and
I bet
stuff.
You're excited, right?
What the
No go? Kid, no wife.
No,
boom.
I get depressed.
Just me and my bracelet.
And the
you just drive like this. Do you even watch the road or just your bracelet when you're driving?
I haven't driven with it yet. Remember I took the train?
When you drive with it, boy, that's so gonna listen, be the test. So you might have to get something a little less flashy because you made too many accidents.
Well, here,
I'm sorry, I couldn't see you coming. I had a diamond glint in my eye.
Glint?
A ray of
glare,
yeah.
Yeah, glint sounds like glare.
I think it's still a viable choice.
I'm gonna have a meatloaf sandwich. Anyhow, let's do some supporting for the holidays. Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie. Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie. Have a good Christmas. Oh, wait, that's not till next week, Christmas.
It's on Monday.
Oh, it's Monday. So, and we'll talk to you later. Bonnie, anything you want to say to them? Thank you, baby.
Thank you, Drips. I'm going to change the name to Drips. I might not be able to change it till after Christmas. So really
all right, nice. Talk to you later. Bye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.